It's been a year since we spoke to our next guest, and he has a program that he's willing to share with physical therapists that I think you'll find interesting today, looking at things that aren't necessarily commonplace in the world of physical therapy. Stay tuned for this next episode of PT Talker as we get into mind-body rehab.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
And joining us today on PT Talker is Mr. Matt Taylor. He is a physical therapist and owner of Dynamic Systems Rehab in Scottsdale, Arizona. Welcome back to your second visit on PT Talker, Matt. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Jeff. Great to speak to you as well.
Yeah, I received a lot of really good feedback from listeners who found your podcast that you did with us about a year ago that was titled Whole Systems Approach to Physical Therapy. Listeners can certainly go back to pttalker.com and hear part one, so to speak, because we're now ready to do a one-year checkup and find out how your program that really looks at some interesting other aspects, increases referrals, and adds a cash component to this whole thing. So give our listeners a little bit of context, if you would, Matt, about what we spoke about a year ago, and then I'm dying to hear how things have changed and evolved in your new program.
Sure, Jeff. Yeah, we were talking about the fact that the emerging neuroscience about the complexity of pain, the need to deal with, say, fear avoidance and those types of things is demonstrating that if we just stick with a straight biomechanical model, that we're limiting our ability as physical therapists to ease the suffering of our patients. And so what I've been putting together through the years from my doctoral work on yoga and mind-body approach to back pain has now evolved into our clinic, which we have no equipment. There's no yoga equipment. It's an empty space. We see people on a cash basis and have several week backlog to get into my clinic. And we offer group programming for people with complex chronic problems as well. And so putting this all together, I keep hearing the conversation nationally about, oh, nobody will pay their copay, and oh, we can't do this and we can't do that, and so what I'm trying to do is share with my colleagues that, hey, there is a way to do this. This is what we put together, and now a year later, following our conversation last year, we've rolled out a whole new marketing program for physicians, and it's labeled evidence-based medicine, and we are offering programming to their clients through what I would call a series of non-traditional physical therapy diagnoses.
Okay, so the premise here is that you are interested in sharing with our listeners, who are 98% physical therapists, the fact that you've been able to identify maybe a new way to approach physicians that would be a little bit more holistic in nature?
Yes, that's correct, because based on the science we're reading, you know, if you're up to date on the evidence you're seeing every month, clinical prediction rules are pretty shaky. They're not panning out when they look at those. There's a whole question about the evidence behind manual therapy, manipulative therapy for anything but acute back pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question, and at the same time, we're seeing how complex just the issue of pain perception is and the different sections of the brain and how it relates. And so that's what I've been studying, and that's what I've been bringing together is the evidence that suggests that, hey, there are ways we can use movement, posture, breath, awareness to, say, for instance, support somebody with depression, anxiety, and the American Family Physicians Group says, yes, it does, too, in the literature. So, so it's pretty exciting stuff, but it's just not out there because kind of the main train of thought is do what we've done, keep doing it more, and hope people will start paying us again. And I think that's a big frustration, and it really doesn't reflect our skills as doctors of physical therapy at this point either.
Yeah, okay. So when you say, you know, we and keep doing what we have been doing all along, you're talking about your physical therapist peers.
Correct.
And so how different would your mind-body rehab be when a patient enters your program or enters first entrance into your physical therapy clinic? What would be different?
The big thing is we do a whole biopsychosocial evaluation as far as history and the assessment portion. So we not only do we look at the movement and biomechanics, but we also ask them, you know, are you a spiritual person? And if you are, do you want to include it as part of your rehab, which is all in the evidence is the way you support patients because 70% of them want their spirituality included in their health care.
Okay, so now I need to stop you there. So what would that look like? I'm lying on the treatment table. Are we going to pray together? I mean, that's just the...
Yeah, that gets a little scary sounding, doesn't it?
It's very unusual. I bet my listeners right now are going, oh, my gosh.
So this guy off the road.
Yeah, so let's explore that.
This is the fun part because we get stuck in the hallway of our literature and we're sitting there trying to figure out how to move a vertebrae north or south. And what the literature says in spirituality is it's not religion. Spirituality is the meaningful aspect of life. So who am I, what am I, and what am I supposed to do? And so I asked them, do you have a sense of who you are in the world? Okay, so when you first heard spiritual, you probably thought we were going to talk about Jesus or Buddha or somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's those deep questions, narratives, what we call patient narratives when we look at clinical mastery as that part of the evidence-based triangle. The literature says, Gail Jensen does a lot of nice writing on this, that it's critical that we as PTs, when we're dealing with anyone with a complex chronic condition, that we help the patient understand what their narrative is, what their story is about what's happening to them. And if we can do that in a skillful way, that sets up their experience of future episodes of either pain or disability or loss, whatever's going on in their situation. So it's a conversation about, so what I ask is if they say they are spiritual, ask them how, so I'm aware that I don't start sharing some Buddhist principle with a conservative Christian or vice versa. You know?
Sure, yeah.
So as a doctor of physical therapy, it suggests that if we're going to deal with complex chronic movement, we've got to have the skills across the whole set of human experiences. And the same thing with depression. Are you depressed? If so, what are you doing about it? Has it worked? And did you know that there are movements and breathing practices you can do that elevate your mood?
And that is that proven in the literature?
Correct.
Okay. Is there anything you can cite if I've got some... you know, just out of school PT student that's all raring to go and wants to reference that.
Yeah, so that's the American Family Physician Journal, April 2010.
Okay.
Okay, volume 15, and let's see, I'm trying to see that. And Sared's the lead author, S-A-R-E-D.
Okay, that's good. They ought to be able to find it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good, good. Okay, so we're basing these techniques on evidence.
Oh, yeah.
All right, excellent, which is obviously what the APTA is, you know, promoting heavily. So, but I think, again, our listeners are probably used to more, you know, how the latest ACL reconstructive techniques are being utilized or effectively or not effective.
Yeah, well, but a lot of if you've heard the buzz, like with Lorimer Mosley and David Butler and the whole noetic, the whole group out of Australia on chronic pain, they're talking about the complexity of pain, and part of that is the patient narrative. And so we have to have skills as physical therapists to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not complex skills, but we just have to address it. And it just typically we give it lip service that, oh yeah, I'm taking care of the other non-physical things, but then what do we actually do in the clinic? And
mm-hmm.
That's what we've put together and looked at the research outside the PT world, because we've got, I'm a past president of the International Association of Yoga Therapists. And in yoga, we've got the evidence that says that if you use mindfulness, awareness, posture, breathing, all the kind of things we can, that are the scope of practice of physical therapists, that you can decrease depression, you can stabilize overactive GI systems, you can, you know, there's stuff that's outside our literature that people are using our scope of practice and getting significant results that's in the literature, and we just aren't doing that.
Right. So, so we're getting close up to the clock here, so let's talk a little bit about the cash part of this and how listeners would get more information and you know, get involved with you.
Sure. To take a look at the broader program, it would be themindbodyrehab.com.
Okay.
And then the way it works is patients get referred by their physician, they come in, and it's a package deal for these non-traditional diagnoses that includes 3 one-on-one sessions with myself, private sessions with myself, where the first session we do the assessment and start an initial treatment plan of movement, breathing, attention, those kind of things. The second session we refine that, see what's working, what's not, how it's fitting in their life. And then they go to 4 of our group classes where they learn more principles of mindfulness and a mindful movement to get some higher skill level. And then the final one is another private session with me, and in that we tweak their program and then we videotape it as part of their last session and burn it to a DVD, and they take that home and they have a practice that's based on science that they can replicate, because the studies that are out there showing these kind of mind-body practices say it's critical that they have a tangible home practice to take home as well.
Okay, so you have to keep going with it.
This is it's a process intervention, because they didn't get the GERD or they didn't get the depression typically because of a single situational thing. It's been a process, and so the healing is a process as well.
Yeah, and so you don't want to fall back into whatever habit or situation. So, how big a deal is this in your practice? Are you still seeing, an Achilles tendon problem, or is your practice pretty much 100% this?
It's moving towards 100% this, because I have such a backlog of patients that I can't really do acute rehab.
Okay.
By the time they get in, they're subacute or worse. So in my practice niche is chronic complex that have kind of failed out of other rehab.
Yeah. So you're a last resort,
sure.
Providing some hope. So what would this cost? What would the cost be to the patient for the package?
So the cost to the patient is $375.
Okay.
So it's affordable when you figure it's 6 or 7 interventions.
Yeah, very affordable. Jeez.
Right.
And
what's fun about it is then they get interested and they start to see that they can change, and then they sign up to keep coming. It starts a lifestyle change.
Yeah.
And they enjoy the sociability of the group work. They
exactly. So you're seeing good response. I know that. What are some of the challenges you face?
Oh, just breaking the barriers for why would I go to a physical therapy clinic for my IBS, or why would I go to, I know I can't sleep, but they're just going to make me tired by exercising in physical therapy.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's just breaking down the walls of what a PT is and what skills we've got to offer.
Right.
Which are the same barriers I have when I present it to my colleagues.
Yeah, I was just going to say, your peers in Scottsdale, are you being called any names, or?
Oh, I've been called names.
Yeah.
No, well, they don't call names. No, everybody's really quite kind about it, but they go, I'm not sure what he's doing, but I can't help you. Go see what he's doing.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so it's been, nobody's been nasty or anything. That's been nice.
Good, because in the world of physical therapy, we're all respectful of different ideas. But, you know, I think any listener out there has seen just the evolution of physical therapy. There are things being done now that would never have been considered 10, 15 years ago. So it's always an evolution.
Yeah, it's a very exciting time. And mm-hmm. so to see that come forward and have people asking more questions. And so, you know, everybody's filling up the CFM groups with chronic pain and that, where they learn that it's complex, but they kind of leave without any answers to how to deal with that. And mm-hmm. that's kind of what this programming is.
Yeah. And to put it in perspective, I am hearing about $45 copays. You know, your numbers are not too far off for 7-8 visits.
Oh, no. And that's what we try. That's the other question we have to ask, is how do we make healthcare mm-hmm. accessible? And so the mixture of the group class
and affordable, yeah,
drops that average per visit charge way down.
Yeah, exactly. Excellent. Okay, we are absolutely fresh out of time. I've gone over. Apologize to listeners who I try and keep this to, you know, 3 minutes on the treadmill or whatever. So,
sure.
you have been listening to our expert today, Mr. Matt Taylor. He is a doctor of physical therapy, owner of Dynamic Systems Rehab in Scottsdale, Arizona. Matt, you are big on social media. I see you out there all the time. Give listeners your handle on Twitter, that kind of thing, quick.
Oh, okay. It's Dr. Matt Taylor, M-A-T-T Taylor.
Yep.
And Doctor of Change for Facebook.
Yeah, great. Okay. All right, good luck to you. Keep us up to date. We'll have another year checkup in a year, and you'll probably have 5 clinics doing this by then or something.
All right. Appreciate your time, Jeff.
Okay. All right. So, we want to thank you, everyone, for listening and spreading the word about PT Talker. It is free to subscribe and sign up at pttalker.com. We're on iTunes. And, again, I just hope that you have found this information helpful, something that you might consider. But if anything, maybe we gave you a little bit of information that will help you to help someone get well today. That's our goal. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.